Wednesday night or Le Yud Aleph Iyar. And we're up to Sif Ches in Simon Samach Vav. Im Hikdim, Makdim Mols al Schoira. Let's say you have the following case. We learned before in the previous Simon that you're not allowed to advance payment for merchandise. And again, there are a lot of conditions when it's mutter, but there is a general issa not to advance money, because you could come up to issues of ribbis very easily. But now we're going to talk about how you can do it in a mutadika way. In Makdimos ala Schaira, you want to give it earlier in a time which might create the issa ribbis. Remember, if the thing is like totally not around, totally, then in effect you're lending him money. Right? Because you don't have anything yet. Nothing around. I'm talking about metal and the muscle down in the hall, we don't have this problem. And then if you give the guy a break, because he's giving you money early, so like it doesn't even sound like ribbis, but it sure is. It's mama's ribbis. You're giving him, right, you're giving him a break on the, right, you're giving him a break on the price, because he's giving you the money early. So now Idis is done all over, bungalow colonies and hotels, they say. Right, so what? Yeah, early bird special. So there's this cheshbonus that he gains from it. He's willing to give you a price because he knows he's booked. He knows how many people are coming to the hotel. Like it helps in the smooth running of the business. So if there's a cheshbon, it can be assigned to actual benefits that he receives. That's why he's giving you a break. Or maybe he just wants to lock you in. We know he's not giving you a break because he has the use of your money, right? I mean, you could say it. That's why there's a problem, because the Gemara is afraid that that's what it's going to look like. And we're talking about the Rabbanon, and that's what it will be. And it's the Rabbanon because it's Mecca Chumemka, not Halvor, that you're giving him a break on the price because he lent you money. And it sounds like the most fair thing in the world, which it may be, but it's ribbis.
There's actually an accounting term for that. It's called goodwill. And it's actually an accounting, a number's assigned to it.
It's very close to ribbis. There has to be a very tangible benefit. And a lot of times there's a very, very tangible benefit. I imagine, you know if you're booked or not. You want to know if you should get a scholar, if you can afford a scholar in residence. So you wonder how many people booked by you. You want to see if it's, there can be a number of reasons. The bus, no more, but bus used to have the Cartesia with 11 punches for the price of 10. So it turned out if you paid for the Cartesia, which is 11 trips, so you got a break. So the Shailas of Ribbis was once asked, going on for decades. Now they don't have it anymore because of the Ravkov. Because of the Ravkov curse.
No, but they still have
But they don't have 11.
No, they have like
now it's 10 for 10. They stopped the 11th trip. Around 3 years ago.
If you take like an egg from here into so you can get a courtesy out with like 5 punches or 6 punches, and it's cheaper than paying for
cheaper than paying per trip. Yeah, so again, the rationale is that they certainly get a very tangible benefit out of it. They're not doing it for the money. They're doing it, first of all, it makes the whole boarding of the passengers much faster. You just give a, giving them change. You just give a, you just punch a hole in their Cartesia. There's many reasons to do it. It allows them to keep a cheshbon of how many passengers they have. They want to close down the line. Anybody here regularly take a 417 into Yerushalayim? No. What? Nobody does?
When I was cardless.
Because they change some stops. And you might be in for a rude awakening. Like in 6 months, you'll be on a bus. And you'll start screaming at the guy to stop. Why didn't you stop? Because you wanted to get off somewhere. And he'll look at you like you're nuts because they changed that stop like 6 months ago. If you know the route, it doesn't stop anymore on Sari Yisrael or Malchi Yisrael. It zips down that street, right? It makes that left turn over there. And it zips down the whole Sari Yisrael, turns onto Malchi Yisrael. Then it makes the left to go to Bar Ilan. Mm-hmm. and there's a bus stop on that street. On the connecting street between Malchei Yisrael and Bar Ilan, it's really called Yirmiyo at that point, It's faster. But a lot of time people like Suri Yisrael stop. It was a very good stop. You go into all those, like Zichron Moshe, if you go into all those.
I rode it to the end, it was the last stop.
I go almost to the end. Also, they're doing work in Gula now for the next 3 years. So traffic patterns in Gula are now worse than ever, if you can imagine such a thing. No, but they changed all the bus routes, they rerouted the buses,
it's always terrible.
Cars. Now they're widening the street, I think. I don't know exactly what they're doing. Okay. Anyway, there are valid business reasons. Sometimes you have it by books, I don't know what they are. You always have pre-publication price. Now, if he says, yeah, the reason I'm giving you a break is because I need the money, because I have to publish my books and I don't have money, that's mamish riffus. That means he's giving you extra money. He's giving you a break on the books because you're giving him money and he's not giving you anything in return for it yet. The shaila is the hall downstairs. By karka, you have much less of a problem. Someone comes and we say, if you book the hall, you know, anytime in the next 2 years, you book the hall between now and Sukkot, you can get a 10% break. Let's say you say that. So there, it doesn't have to be. Here, we want the money right away. That's why they do a taka. But the reason it's not a question of ribbons is because by karka, you're making a kinyan immediately on the thing. You have rented it for January 1st, 2014. So he's just giving you a good price. But there's no ribbon because it's not a loan. You're getting something for the money you're giving. You're making a kinyan. You're now being socherit. You have a kinyan schiris. See, you can't do that by metalplan that's not around. That's what we're talking about. But karkat's always around. So you can make your kinyan now. Anyhow, if you wouldn't make your kinyan now, the bungalow colonies, at the end of the summer, they say, book now for next year, and we'll give you a hush of a break. But not always do people make a kinyan. They don't make a kinyan, they just do the transaction. The transaction itself could be problematic of ribbis. If you make a kinyan, then the chayrit is never a problem. Because no matter what price he's giving you, and he can even say, I'm giving it to you because I'm getting the money now. But we don't care if he's getting the money now, because you're getting something now. The sale, it's not a sale, it's a rental, is taking place now. He can't say, don't come back next year, I don't want to. You made a kinyan. Because it's kayum and it's karka. So you made a kinyan on it already.
Let's say they're building a bungalow. And they say, pay me now, and next summer it'll be ready already.
And you want to use this heter. No other heter. You want to use this heter.
The karka's there, but there's no bungalow. So you want to rent the bungalow. The karka's not worth it.
But it's meshubin to you. If you made a kinyan on that karka, you soicha that karka. So he can't. The effect would be, in the practical real world of Halakha, that he couldn't switch you somewhere else. He can't play checkers with that bungalow. You made a kinyan on it already. Or downstairs, we couldn't give it away to someone else. They already made a kinyan on it. But that's what avoids the problem of ribbis, because reaction. There's no answer for me to, if I need money and I give you something, I sell you something, and I charge very, very cheap, a blowout sale, because I have to raise cash. That's normal business. Hanoka, that I'm giving it to you cheap because you're giving me, because I need money now. That's not called you're lending me money, you're giving me money, you're getting something. You're getting a tangible item. So I'm allowed to charge as little as I want. I need the money, I have to raise money. I need a closeout sale.
Barbershop actually that already asked if you buy 10 haircuts right now, you get a discount. Are you lending you money?
One simple question, I don't know what the answer is. Is he doing it because he wants, is there a business rationale?
He's making sure you come to him the next 10 times instead of going to somebody
now
else.
Now you're stuck into going to him. So he's gaining something out of it. It's worth it for him to give you a cheaper price if he knows he has locked you in for 10 haircuts. Again, as long as there's a rational, reasonable business explanation that's not, because I want the money now. I'm buying a house. I need money now. So I'm telling people, I'll give you a break if you
Right.
And that's also.
But if the business goes out of business, is it then considered Ribbis? Because he's no longer providing the services.
It's alone.
He has to give you back your money.
Which bankruptcy never does.
You're talking about, and see, is he doesn't have the money, but the fact is that he owes you the money.
Right. He owes you the money. Okay. So, Imaktimos al Schaira, but here he did it the wrong way. He gave money in advance. He wants to advance payment for merchandise. Yichtavu shtar heter iska binyan zeh. Right, he's buying something from him. It'll be delivered first in Nisan. And he's giving him the money in Tishrei. So if I just give you the money now and you're going to give me something in Nisan, it could be a problem of Ribbis if you give me a break. But if we structure it as an investment, in other words, instead of calling it that I'm giving you money now and you're going to supply me with computer toner, you could structure it that I'm investing money in your computer toner company. I'm investing money in your, I'm not lending you money, I'm investing money in your computer toner company. And then they have the shtar, and they say, yeah, I got this much, and it's an investment to build up my inventory, ichveis, and the profits were splitting. You get half the profits, I get half the profits, and next, in a year from now, I have to give you back all your money with the profits, and I'm not allowed to, I'm not believed to say there was a loss unless I bring two witnesses, and I'm not allowed to limit the profit unless I make a shvua, and that's all. Okay.